some of the things that I recognize are amazing about being home are very, very closely tied to some of the things that are the hardest about being an expat. So a small example happened tonight when I was driving home from a day of running errands, enjoying the luxury and liberation of being in my own car and driving down a familiar highway only minutes from my apartment, and then proceeding to turn on the radio only to realize I don't know the stations. I don't know which shortcut channel to select on my own car because I don't really know who the DJs are. I mean, not to mention I don't even know what the popular songs are because I'm old and I'm not cool anymore. There are so many paradoxes every day when I sit on my brand new couch and think, oh, the beautiful and calm and quiet isolation I have also makes me miss Rupert. It makes me miss our old couch. Then I go ahead and I admire the sunset tonight over the Oxnard portion of the freeway. And then I realize how much I miss seeing the sunrise over my ocean view from my old balcony. And even just being at the beach for a moment, glimpsing it today in Carpinteria, bringing out just with vivid, memories, how much I miss the Sydney Harbor and the way that the ocean used to sparkle right next to the Opera House as the sun reflected off it. I have a lump in my throat just thinking about that juxtaposition, and it's almost too much for my heart to bear. Sometimes when I feel like my heart is about to burst, I then shift into gratitude. How fortunate am I to have both of these dilemmas? How blessed am I to have my heart be in two places? And not only that, but instead of thinking about it as being torn and totally stretched thin or ripped in half, I can also think about it as the two ends of this beautiful suspension cord holding me in balance. I don't know. Even though most of the time I feel like I'm about to fall off the tightrope, I also think, well, maybe that harmony is what's keeping me in balance, kind of having the best of both. Maybe all of being human is just a huge dichotomy. I don't know. I don't know if that makes any sense or if everyone in the world who has lived overseas or ever loved two people or ever wanted two things maybe just always felt like that and it's obvious. I will never know unless I share this with more people than just me. Random musings for a Friday night in Oxnard, California, as abroad down in SoCal.